Adding audio to your offer allows you to add your uniqueness to the mix, if that makes sense. It allows you to kind of show off your personality through your voice. So you would do it the same as you would do a quiz or anything else. I kind of look at it when I'm working with a client and talking about this as, what do you want to talk about for this month or for the next 4 to 6 weeks? Kind of build up the momentum to lead them to signing up for and sending their email to listen to your private audio feed, right? So how do you just keep nurturing them through your marketing strategy throughout those 4 weeks to lead up to it?
You are listening to the Launch Playbook Podcast, the weekly podcast for service-based business owners to discover the starts, stops, and tools of transformation that go into launching their online offers. I'm your host, Sarah Vartanian, and if you want to launch your ideas into the world faster, with more success and less burnout, well, friend, consider this show your secret playbook to get you there.
Hey, Kim, welcome to the Launch Playbook Podcast. I'm so excited you're here today because you help business owners use the power of audio to grow their audience and amplify their voice. And so I'm hoping that you will tell us a little bit about the journey that took you here.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sarah, for having me on. So a little background of what I've done. I've worked in the field of health and wellness for just over a decade. And so my job is essentially providing information to the community I live in around different topics in health and wellness. So, for example, active transportation. So encouraging the community to walk or bike to work or to their activities, that kind of thing. So what I started to notice was that people consumed information like it was changing. Everybody's lives are busy. And in order to get information to the community, we had to start thinking differently. So we were bringing in speakers that brought value and all those things, but we still weren't seeing the numbers that we were hoping to show up. So not only does the content and the value have to be relatable, but the way we deliver it has to be unique. So this is where audio has come in. The powering of hearing someone's voice to be able to feel their struggles and triumphs was key to creating impact and change. So using this experience, I started my company, May & James Co., to ensure that businesses of any size have the opportunity to share their unique brand voice with their audiences through audio.
Amazing. And right there, you mentioned that there's this shift in the way people are consuming content. Why do you think that's happening?
Honestly, I just feel like we need to meet people where they're at. The example that I use, bringing in guest speakers in the evening, like parents want to know stuff. Like that's just an example of parents as our target audience, but they want to know as much information as they can. But honestly, they just don't have the time. So how do we give them that information in a different way? Where are they at and where can they be listening to information on the go?
And something I've been thinking about too ahead of this conversation today that we were having was just that like the amount that we've been using Zoom the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Like we've all just shifted our whole worlds onto Zoom, even our personal lives. And I wonder if that's brought back in even just like this push towards audio as opposed to like getting on camera again, right? Because we're just like tired.
I think we want to reduce screen time as much as we can in different ways, right? So this is just a unique way to do that.
Yeah, I've definitely been loving podcasts more and more this past year because I feel like, again, sitting in front of my computer more than ever. Yeah. Now it's like putting in my earbuds and I can get walking or do something else or have movement, right?
Absolutely.
So why do you think hearing someone's voice is so important? You mentioned a little bit about meeting where they're at and getting the connection, but can you tell me a little bit more? Tell us a little bit more about what it can do for our business and why we want to hear that.
Absolutely. So I know lots of people say this, but listening to someone's voice is an intimate experience. It allows you to build images of a story that you are telling, if that makes sense. The authenticity that comes through your voice and the way you deliver the information really does matter. So storytelling is a great way. It's a great tool to use when you're using audio to be able to get that information and capture your listener's attention. So people only want to give attention to something that when it matters and when they can relate to it. So you don't really get that through a static picture, right? So it's kind of weird how it does that. So I know I have a few podcasts that are my favorite and I feel like I know them, but I wouldn't absolutely run up to the street if I saw them in real life. But listening to them really does make them feel familiar. And what can it do for your business? It's just a great way to build rapport with your listeners and ideal clients. You know, it establishes you as the authority in your business, the go-to expert in your field. So your podcast will build that like, know, and trust factor that everybody says, but we like to call it relationship building.
I love that. I love all about relationship building and like human connection in business. Mm-hmm. And I think that, yeah, there is something about hearing someone's voice. It's just like, I don't know, it takes me back to those like calls when I was a teenager with friends, like just talking over a phone and like
there's something a bit more intimate, I think, when you are not even on video, right? When you're just like listening to someone talk.
Yeah, you can really see if you could work with them in some capacity if you wanted to. Like, I don't know, you can tell.
Like you can hear like the warmth coming across or their humor. Yes. And things like that.
Yes.
And I do. And I think, as you said, like that, like no interest factor that we all talk about is really so important. Like what a great way to warm it up by hearing someone actually talk to you.
Yeah.
So what are some of the ways we could be using private podcasts in our business?
So I love podcasts. And for this exact reason, you can use private podcasting or audio in so many different ways for your business. So I'm actually like, I actually developed a private audio feed myself, and it's actually called Selling Your Offers Through Podcasting, and it's released tomorrow. And it's all about how marketing can, like how you can use marketing through audio in your business. So you can use it in your business for webinars, launch content, order bumps, sales, masterclasses, workshops. I mean, there's so many different ways, challenge content, interview series, case studies, and even like having your clients, your past clients give you audio testimonials and reviews. It's just kind of a unique way to use it. So not only can you use private podcasts for marketing, but you can also use it for educational content. So you could do your courses through audio, group programs, memberships, mini courses, ebook, audio only course, workshop guidance, or event recordings. So like you do Q&A calls, one-on-one calls, group coaching, summits, presentations. And then like, it doesn't even end there. You can do event records. So team and operations. So let's say you have a few employees starting, you could do client onboarding. So instead of like reading through a boring orientation manual, and I don't know how many out there have had to do that in a previous job, but I don't really get a whole lot out of that. I don't really get a whole lot out of that. So wouldn't it be cool to like throw your earpods in and just listen to kind of the highlights of what they really want you to know? And then also like niche specific. So you could do like meditations through audio, travel guides, cooking instructions, tech walkthroughs. So really private podcasts can work in your business in so many different ways. I'm just happy to highlight the marketing piece through mine, but I thought it was a neat way to just even try the process myself and see how long it took to actually get it rolling.
Neat. So I have so many questions from that because you gave us so many examples. So I'm going
to
try to hone down in here for a couple of them. So why private podcasts? Unlike this podcast, which is public,
right,
on iTunes, why something private? Tell us a little bit about that and what makes it private, a podcast. Okay.
So it allows you to offer exclusive content, and you can also create urgency around it by having it offered for only a limited amount of time, which is pretty cool. So private feed means that it isn't accessible or discoverable like a public feed, like yours. So each subscriber gets a unique RSS feed that they can listen to on their favorite podcast player. So Apple, Overcast, whatever they listen to podcasts on. So you're able to create an uncomplicated way to consume the information. You meet your people and your students, your listeners, where they're at. And if you have courses, it gives you the opportunity to actually get your courses completed and maybe even coaching calls being listened to. You can use it as a lead magnet, create an audio version for your offers. It just can add huge value.
Neat. Now, are there any specific rules that you think that every biz owner who is looking to use a private podcast in their business should follow so it's successful?
Yeah. So you really need to have a clear message and a clear marketing plan. So creating content that your ideal client is looking for, create the journey for your listeners. So three things to consider: your message and the strategy and the content. So how clear is your message? Know how to talk about what you do and why in a simple yet powerful way, because audio, you can't really create a whole lot of fluff. You have to get right to the point. So you're able to talk about the problems and the pain points that your ideal client is having and make sure that you really get that kind of niche down. And what is the strategy you're using to market and promote your offers? So have a plan to generate more traffic, capture more leads, which will result in hopefully more sales. So use it as a lead generation strategy, and then having them, like nurturing them along the way to path to purchase. So thinking of it as an audio sales funnel, if that makes sense. And then what type of content are you putting out? Is there value, and why would someone care? So creating content that leads and guides to your client's success.
Okay. So as you're talking about what it takes to have a successful podcast, I'm wondering, how do we also make our podcasts accessible to people?
We want to make sure that we can reach them where they're at. We want to make sure that all of our audience can actually use them and listen and receive the information. So what can we
do? So scripting, for sure. Like, you want to be able to have your audio scripted and find it on your website or wherever you're directing your clients and customers to. You definitely want to have your key messages on there and information so that if someone is not able to hear, they can still read and get the same amount of value out of it as anyone else.
Right. So some kind of like transcripting service, yes, basically, yes, we'd use.
Absolutely.
Is there anyone that you recommend in general? I know we use Otter often for ours.
For sure. And I mean, I use Hello Audio for my hosting platform to do private or public feeds. And they also offer a transcription piece to their platform as well.
Awesome. Okay. So let's dig in a little bit more to using a private podcast for a list building funnel, because I know, again, you gave us so many great ideas and I need to talk about them all.
Yeah.
But I feel like the list building funnel is one that feels like it's really doable to get started with.
Yeah.
And maybe a really interesting way instead of saying like doing the PDF or the video or the quiz.
Yeah.
So how could we use it for list building?
Adding audio to your offer allows you to add your uniqueness to the mix, if that makes sense. It allows you to kind of show off your personality through your voice. So you would do it the same as you would do a quiz or anything else. I kind of look at it when I'm working with a client and talking about this as, what do you want to talk about for this month or for the next 4 to 6 weeks to kind of build up the momentum to lead them to signing up for and sending their email to listen to your private audio feed, right? So how do you just keep nurturing them through your marketing strategy throughout those 4 weeks or whatever you want to do for to lead up to it? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So after we record whatever our lead magnet essentially is about, because that's what your list building is about. It's like some kind of lead magnet people are signing up for, right? In exchange for this information. When it's done, we would put like an offer at the end of it. Is that how we could use it? Just like we would in the lead magnet?
Yeah. So if it's like a regular public feed, you would hopefully sell your offers right from day one, because that's all part of building a podcast for your business, right? So when do you sell your offers? And I always say like, absolutely from day one, because you want your clients to know who you are and what you offer and how they can work with you. So whether it's a self-sponsored ad in the middle, so you do it just the same as a public, you can have a self-sponsored ad in your private feed, or you can just talk about it and say, this is what we do at the beginning, middle, or end, depending on how your flow is and how you've scripted it out. I kind of like adding it as I go because that only kind of makes sense for the way I talk. But yeah, it's just really unique to your business, but it is a great marketing tool that you can add to your list of things that you can try.
So at the end of these, like this private podcast, let's say we're a list building funnel, we have our offer. Let's say let's say there's one podcast essentially in there that's a better offer. Are we ever, like, what happens then? So we're done, right? Like, we have our couple podcasts, they get to the end, we have an offer. Does the private podcast just stop then? Like, we don't have to keep filling it up, or what are some of our options there?
So it's really cool because you can do it kind of immediate and just release however many episodes you have. Like, for example, the one that I just did, I did 4 days of quick listening tips, but you can listen to them all if you want, because I'll release them at a specific time. So I'm releasing them tomorrow, but you don't have to release them at a specific date. You can release them immediately as soon as you're ready. And you can also have a time frame on them, which I kind of love, because you can say it's only available until this date, which creates a kind of sense of urgency. And then the other thing is you can do it as a drip. Like, you can, you know, release one a week or however you would like to do it. So there's 3 different ways to do it. But yeah, like, you can just kind of wrap it up, have like a good URL for people to get to go to sign up for your offers. I always like having something that sounds catchy so that people remember it. And then maybe next month you start talking and generating more buzz about your next private podcast. You can kind of use it however it suits you. Maybe you just do it twice a year to highlight one of your big launches or something. It really depends on your business and what your marketing plan is.
So if we were using it for a list building funnel and we get to the end, we have this, again, we have the sell or the next step.
Right.
Would it be okay for us to come back like even 3 months later and add something on, another episode on? Like, is that possible to tell them about the next thing? Would they get notification? What would happen?
Absolutely. And the beauty of having that is that you have their email. So now you can start creating, if they weren't ready to purchase from you then, maybe they will eventually once you keep warming them up through your email list and through your emails that go out. You know, you can use it in so many different ways. It's just really adds a different
different approach.
Right. And then when we're list building, like, so one of the things we've talked about before in this podcast is the emails that go in a list building funnel. So for example, we have usually like the welcome one where it's delivered. Like, so in this case, if we could deliver, I guess, the URL for the podcast. And then let's say if we did it drip, like let's say on the second day, we usually have something around, we call it like shifting a belief, something you need to get on, like start thinking about differently. So we could really be pairing each episode, if we wanted to, if we chose to do a drip, with those emails, correct?
Yes. You really can nurture.
Or we could just let them go out at once, as you said, and just remind them to go back to the, to get the information.
Yes. Yeah. There's so many different ways to look at it. You just got to figure out what makes sense with what your plan is. But yeah, like the nurturing sequence would be fantastic.
Okay. So you may or may not know this about me, but I used to be an elementary school teacher. So I'm kind of all about those clear steps to get do something.
Yes. Yeah.
So could you walk us through the steps we need to take to set up a private podcast?
Absolutely. So there's four steps, and that's with the Hello Audio platform that I use. So step one is setting up your feed. So you really just upload your cover art, which you can really just make in Canva. You choose your delivery methods, whether it's instant, scheduled, or drip, like we talked about. And then you write a little description. Step two is upload your files. So this can either be straight audio files or it can be your video files that you have from a course. And you don't have to worry about stripping the audio from the video. It just uploads it. Step three is you add your listeners. So this can be done through a sales funnel like we talked about, or you can add your listeners individually depending on whether you have this for your students or for potential clients. And step four, you manage your listeners. So you can see what listeners are active, how many downloads their link has pulled. You can also enable and disable their unique links depending on the circumstances. So maybe you even have like some kind of payment plan, like maybe it's like an additional and it's a bonus and it's add-on material and you have a payment part to it. So if someone hasn't paid, you can actually just disable their RSS feed. So those four simple steps. And honestly, I tried it just last week. I spent the afternoon kind of writing out a script and kind of writing out what I wanted. And then I played around a little bit with my emails as well, right? So it was pretty quick for me. It just depends how picky you are with your sound and how much editing you wanted to do. And then also if you want to add some music to the beginning and end, just like you would with a regular podcast, it's really, you don't have to. It's, you can make it as simple as possible. And that's the beauty of private podcasts, right? It's maybe podcasting isn't your thing for your business. But this like private podcast, there's so many different ways you can use it. Audio should be part of your marketing plan in some capacity.
So do you feel like with a private podcast, we can, you're saying about being more forgiving around the editing, like we, it's okay. It's more of a conversation and less like all the sounds and like the sort of the intros and outros around and all that type of stuff. It can be more casual, let's call it.
It absolutely can be more casual. Yep. It just depends how much time you want to put towards it, right? And if you're doing it yourself or if you're hiring, you know, some of the stuff out, really just depends like how quickly you want to turn this information out to your potential clients or your students.
And is there a sweet spot for how long an episode should be in a private podcast?
Oh my gosh. I think it's like public, like a regular podcast. There's so, like I listen to one right now that's like literally it's maybe 10 minutes. Sometimes they're only 8. It really depends. And I get good value out of them. It really depends on your content and what you're delivering. Mine are like between 5 and 10 minutes long. And so it really depends on your information. There's no rules to it.
And you were also mentioning that with using Hello Audio, which is what you said, the tech you're using, that you can look at your listeners and see like what they're doing, like their activity level. Kind of reminds me of like what you can see in your email insights.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, when we can see our users' activity level, is there a way that we can then prompt certain people to go back in and listen? Would it connect to our email service provider, or would we have to like download their names into our email service provider? Like, is there any capability around that?
I feel like they are really user-friendly with emails now, and like Zapier is part of the process. So there's lots of capabilities. I don't know specifically on that answer, but I know there's so much capabilities with linking emails that it would just be like a quick tutorial. And they have such a good support system. Like you can just like kind of contact them through their support and they get back to you really quickly.
But we would be able to see that information should we want to like reprompt them, basically.
Absolutely.
We'd actually know who's been in there or not, type of thing. So we kind of know how warm or cold they are, which is cool.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. A unique way to have stats and to be able to back up like what content is being actually listened to.
Yeah, that's such, that'd be such good information, right?
Uh-huh,
you can see, like, I'll make more of this or not more of this. So I know a lot of what can hold folks back from moving forward with an idea is the tech. So got any recommendations? I know you've mentioned Hello Audio
And do we need to be tech savvy to make it happen?
No, I don't believe you have to. Honestly, it's such an easy process. If you're comfortable and you already have like your microphone and you've recorded your own voice before, like I think, feel like that's almost like most of like a lot of people's like roadblocks is they're not even sure if they like their voice, the sound of their voice. So getting over that and just recording yourself a few times, I think is like the biggest step. And the rest, you can absolutely figure it out. And if you can't figure it out, there's, like I said, lots of support, or there's people like me that would love to work with small business owners to add this to their marketing for their business.
Right. And any recommendation specifically for where to record our audio in,
like as far as like platforms?
Well, I know you're saying using Hello Audio for the private podcast, but like, can we actually record in there to our audio, or should we be doing it on our phones or on Zoom? Like, where do we actually record our speaking?
You can do it wherever you're comfortable doing it. Absolutely. You can record everything on a phone. I know someone that does everything on their phone and she does a ton of private podcasts, and actually the sound isn't bad. But use whatever platform you're really more comfortable with, whether it's Zoom or whether it's Audacity, record it there, and then you just upload your files into Hello Audio, just like a regular hosting platform.
Nice. And what do you wish everyone knew about launching a private podcast for their business?
Just like I said, there's so many neat ways to use private podcasts in your business, and then it can result in increased consistent qualified leads, increased traffic. It could grow your email list like we talked about. It builds that enthusiastic demand for your mission, products, and services. And it also can build your confidence with speaking like we just touched on. It gets you visible while growing a profitable connection with your audience. And it's easily, you can easily repurpose your content for other platforms, which is also really cool. So for me, having a marketing plan simplified makes so much more sense, because it's really difficult for businesses to figure out what are they going to talk about for the next few weeks and how do they build up those warm leads to a certain offer or launch they're doing. And this allows you that opportunity to really simplify things and to make it work. And also the other cool thing is that unlike public podcasts, that the initial time when you're setting things up, it can take 2 weeks to get all the applications, especially through Apple and stuff, done. With the private feeds, it's like up and running like today. There's no downtime. You can get out your information right away.
That's really good to know. Yeah. As you were saying this too, it was making me think. I had this conversation earlier today with someone, and we were talking about getting our ideas out into the world quickly. We were talking about actually putting an offer out using a Google Doc as opposed to waiting until it's like all designed and pretty on your website.
Yeah.
And this really reminds me of private podcasts, because I think one of the barriers when I work with copy clients and we're launching a new lead magnet, right, is all the design behind it, right? So if they're going to do a video, it's like they got to be camera ready and scripted out. And then there's usually some slides with it, or a quiz can take, like, I know when I write a quiz for clients, it usually takes me 6 weeks, right?
Yes.
And then we still have to get to the tech part of it. That's just the writing part. PDFs, all the design, all the cost behind that. I feel like, and then you don't actually know. The truth is, even with all our research, we don't always actually know if it's going to land. Like, we can do whatever all that research we want to do, but until it's out there and it's in people's hands, we're not sure. So I love that this feels like a quick way to like record. Like, again, like my hair right now, it's in a fuzzy bun. I'm not makeup ready. I'm off camera today.
Yeah.
And you could just go record this and put it out there and test it so quickly.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. And I love that you said testing, because I always say that to clients, like, test things. Don't spend because I feel like we get wrapped up into all of those things, and we want it, like the perfectionism of all of it. Like, get it out there to the world and see if there's any connections, like see if it works. Like, and the benefits of audio is that you can pre-record it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be dressed
up. It's not an expectation not to be pre-recorded. Like, it is totally.
Yes.
That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes. Yeah. It's not like doing a live webinar.
Once you knew what was landing, then you could say, oh, like, let's say there's 4 episodes. Oh, everyone's really liking this, like, episode, let's call it this. Maybe that's the one that you're going to take further into a video if you wanted to, or you're going to make a pretty PDF or something like that. I think you'd have so much more information, and you could the idea you can get it out and test an idea super quickly. That's so cool, especially if you were like linking a lead magnet to a launch or an offer that you had that you were testing. And I think when we don't put so much again, when we put a lot of time behind these, like the PDFs and the quizzes and the videos, then we attach a lot of expectation to the result and what it means for us. And also sometimes what it can mean to the budget, because we probably spent a lot on that budget as well sometimes. Whereas it sounds like if we do this again, we test it, we get it out, we see what works. We have, it sounds kind of fun. You could do it in an afternoon.
There's so many different ways you can promote your business without having to spend a ton of money, right? So yeah. I'm always for that. Like, let's see what piques interest. Let's see what topics are, you know, most popular, and then dive into that. And then you can spend some ad money to those, or more money and the copy and all those things. But figure some of that stuff out first before you spend, you're too far in.
I love this too, because as well, something you mentioned earlier was that we could repurpose something that we have, like maybe we've done a video for something else and it'll just strip out the audio for us. So like if you wanted to take something that you've taught somewhere else and reuse it for your private podcast, like for your lead magnet, or I was even thinking, so I was talking to a client about, we need to do a re-engagement campaign for their newsletter because it's been a while since they've written, and we want to give them something, right? People like something kind of like a nice goodie to be like, hey, we're coming back and we have this for you. And we're thinking like, what could we do that was easy, but it's actually really valuable? And that's one of the things, we're going to pull something from a membership, right? And so that, how great would that be just to put into the private podcast? We wouldn't have to create much. We're just going to put into here.
And think of it from a client perspective, like how valued do you feel like you would be if somebody made the effort to make you a private audio feed on a specific topic? Yeah. Like how awesome would that be?
So cool. I really love that. So thank you for talking to us about private podcasts and how we can see them for our business. Honestly, like it sounds like the possibilities are pretty endless. I love that we can just take action really quickly, as you're saying. And it does seem like tech isn't really much of a barrier, especially with this Hello Audio platform you're talking about.
Yeah. And you want things to be as simplified as possible. Otherwise, we don't try them.
Exactly. So tell us a little more, Kim, where we can find you online and how we can work with you to launch our private podcast or planning around podcasting in general.
So you can reach me at mayandjamesco.com or on Instagram at mayandjamesco. That's where I talk all things audio, and I would love to have a chance to talk. I'm very passionate about audio, as it sounds like. I get excited and I talk too fast, but I offer a couple of different intensive offers. One's a podcast like strategy intensive, and one's a podcast launch weekend. So it really depends on where you're at in your journey. If you want to just do a quick chat to see where you're at first, that's what I do with most of my clients. And then we kind of dive into what would be the best intensive for you and what would work, get the results quicker.
And of course, you'll be able to find all of the links to Kim in the show notes, and definitely reach out to her to chat all things podcasting. Thanks again, Kim, for joining us today. It was so fun to talk to you about private podcasting, and I'm definitely inspired to try it for my own business. So I'm going to be doing something, I know, for my own list coming up soon.
Absolutely. And just want to add too, like, it doesn't matter what size your business or how large your audience is. You can leverage your voice to build your audience and client roster at any stage of the game. So don't let that hinder you from starting something new.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks.
Thanks for tuning into the Launch Playbook podcast. If you want to get weekly launch secrets in your ears, I hope you'll hit subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss an episode. Because who knows? It could reveal just the thing you've been looking for to make your next launch a success. And be sure to leave a 5-star review on iTunes telling me how this episode inspired your launch plans. Until next time, keep putting your big ideas out into the world. I'm rooting for you.